taking clearance sale now on at Bernie Coakley's, 5 Alley Lane, Ballybrick and Waterford. We are now clearing Velour suites at £245. These suites are clearing at low cost to make way for new stock. In the bedding department at Bernie Coakley's, divan beds are clearing at giveaway prices. 3-foot divan beds, £45. 3-foot orthopaedic divan, £69. 3-foot deep base orthopaedic divan, £79. 4-foot 6 deep base orthopaedic divans, £125. 4-foot 6 deep base 4-drawer storage divans, £165. All Dralon headboards are reduced to clear. 3-foot tower headboard, £8. 3-foot Queen Anne headboard, £21. 4-foot 6 Queen Anne or shell headboard, £25. 8-foot continental headboard, £60. This sale is for a limited period only, so hurry to Bernie Coakley Bedding, 5 Alley Lane, Ballybricken, Waterford. Telephone 74148.
You're tuned to Shoreside Radio in Waterford City on Medium Wave and VHF. It's exactly 1 minute after four, and awaiting us now at news desk is Donal Cavan.
Shoreside Radio News.
Over to you, Donal.
Labour court talks on the supermarket pay dispute, which opened this morning, are expected to continue for most of the day. They are being attended by representatives of the FUE, the supermarket management, and union leaders representing the 2,000 shop assistants. The talks are expected to produce an expected pay offer to put to a new general meeting of the staff concerned. If accepted, that would enable the stores to reopen before the weekend. There has been a call for government intervention in the dispute by local authority firemen and officers outside Dublin City. Members of Offaly County Council had a meeting this morning, adopted a resolution calling on the Minister for the State, calling on the Minister for the Environment to intervene. A spokesman for the local government and public services union said that a member of the union, Mr. Bert Cowan, a Minister of State and the department, had undertaken to call on the Minister to use his offices in the dispute. The decision by the council members followed a refusal by local firemen to pass the official pickets of fire officers. They are on a one-day strike throughout the provinces in support of demand for greater authority in the local authority fire services. 66 fire officers are involved. Mr. Harold O'Sullivan, General Secretary of the Union, stressed that in accordance with Congress policy on limited picket status, his members were not seeking the support of other staff. The Taoiseach, Mr. Haughey, is in Brussels, where leaders of the EEC are beginning a two-day summit this afternoon. The question of Britain's contribution to the budget is not on the agenda. In a report published in London today, charts a possible way towards ultimate reconciliation between the Anglican and the Roman Catholic Church. It's the result of 10 years' work by a commission set up by Pope Paul VI and the then Anglican primate, Archbishop Ramsay. In El Salvador, the Christian Democratic Party appeared to be winning the largest number of seats of any of the other parties, but without a majority over the combined opposition. There has been sporadic shooting in the capital overnight, but so far there has been no reports of retaliation. America's returning space shuttle is due to touch down in the New Mexico desert just before 8:30 tonight, but officials say they are still worried about high winds over the runway, and there is a faint chance that the plan may yet be changed. Most of Ireland's friendliness and hospitality has disappeared, according to the chairman of the Cork and Kerry Regional Tourism Organisation, Mr. Joe O'Reilly. And for the second consecutive day, Palestinians and Lebanese leftists have exchanged fire in the South Lebanese port of Sudan. In clashes yesterday, one Palestinian died and 5 civilians were injured. And finally, the latest weather word, dry and cool with sunny intervals. This has been Shoreside Radio News and weather together at 4 minutes past 4. Next news at 5 o'clock.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Donal. Yes, didn't think we were tuned in there, turned on for a moment. Thank you very much, Donal, for the news. As he said, we'll have more at 5 o'clock.
Eddie Cody.
Two, seven.
Well, what do you know? It's 4 minutes after 4, and that was the B-side there. We want to play the A-side, don't we? How did I manage that? Well, this is the A-side of a record that's currently number one in the British charts at the moment. We're going to dedicate it to Noreen, who is working in Stephen Lawler's lounge bar up there in Michael Street. How are you, Noreen? Hello to you and all the customers up there as well. I believe this is a big favourite of yours from the Goombay Dance Band. It's called, of course, Seven Tears.
Seven tears have flown into the river.
That's the sound there of the Goombay Dance Band and 7 Tears, very specially for Noreen up there in Stephen Lawler's Lounge Bar in Michael Street. How are you, Noreen? All right, did you have a good weekend? You did, of course you did. It's 8 minutes after four here on Shoreside. How are you doing today? Hello there to all the boys and girls who are just back from school, probably sitting down at home now with the Wild Sun and the big dinner on the table. Hey, well, hope you had a good day in school today, all of you lot. We're going to dedicate the next record to you. Let me remind you first, though, before we go into the music, that surgeons in Hamburg in West Germany, they check the weather before they start on a major operation. They believe, you know, that the climate has an effect on the patient's body, which can lengthen or shorten operations. They have also found that heart attacks may be triggered by a sudden change in the weather. Those Germans, huh? Here's a record that's going to be... we're going to be hearing a lot more of in the next few weeks, I'd say. It comes from Ten Pole Tudor. They're back on the scene again. I like this one, I do. It's called Let the Four Winds Blow.
We're now in the 20th century.
Brand new single there from Ten Pole Tudor on the Stiff Record label. It's called Let the Four Winds Blow, North, South, East and West. This is Shoreside, we've got the best. Between now and half four, there's much, much more. Then it's Drive Time with Dave Hunt until 8 o'clock tonight. Well, I'm sure there's a lot of you guys listening into the radio at the moment who have the same problem as I have when I go out for a few drinks in the night time. And let's be quite honest about it. I mean, a few drinks never do anybody any harm. It's good fun, I suppose, if you don't drink too much. But I have the problem anyway. The following morning, the old head banging off of the wall and all this kind of thing. You know, hangover, splitting hangover, and it's really bad. This little thing here now, it says here, if you don't want a hangover, drink sitting down. You'll get tight less quickly, says the American National Institute for Health. The Institute gives some tips to help you avoid the morning after the night before. First, take your time and don't gulp your drink down. The faster you take in booze, the more likely you are to get drunk. Now watch it when you're upset, under stress, or tired. Drink will affect you more quickly. Doctors have yet to find the perfect hangover cure, but they have some ideas on the best remedies. Most agree that sleeping it off is as good as any. Dr. Gaston Pawan, consultant at a London teaching hospital, says the only real treatment for a hangover is to take large amounts of vitamin C and levulose, a form of glucose which is found in honey. The worst hangovers, he says, come from drinks with the most congeners, the factors that give aroma and taste. Brandy and red wine top the danger list, while vodka and gin are said to be to give almost no hangover. The experts find most pet cures ineffective. Black coffee might prolong the agony because it keeps you awake, and the hair of the dog is not recommended. There are also skeptical about ice bags, cold showers, and pure oxygen. The American Institute suggests drinking a lot of water after a binge. Alcohol dehydrates the body, sparking off nausea, headache, loss of appetite, depression, and wobbling eyeballs. Now, if you can manage to down a couple of pints of cold water, it might prevent you waking up next morning with a splitting Katzenjammer. There's a new name for it, Katzenjammer. That's what Germans call a hangover. Literally, it means the wailing of cats. So there you go. Well, I always, if I can at all, go out and have a quick one in the morning, and I think that's about the easiest way to have a cure for a hangover. Let's move on with more music. A little bit of rockabilly country for you this time from Dave Edmunds.
Leftover kisses, leftover love.
The sound there of Dave Edmunds and Warmed Over Kisses, Leftover Love. Slight change there on the Dave Edmunds that we knew a few years ago. Well, it could be a hit, not too sure. I don't know, it's not one of the ones I'd say that people are just going to go out and buy. Anyway, it's 17 after 4, 13 minutes time. We'll have Dave Hunt and Afternoon Delight, which has changed now to drive time. He'll be doing drive time until 8 o'clock this evening, so it should be rather good. He's in really good mood and all, too. He got up nice and early this morning so that he'll be wide awake for the show at 4:30. It was April Fool's Day when Grandmother Christian Miller, 56, set off to cross America on her pushbike, believe it or not. Her friends and relatives thought she was crazy, and so do I. Christian of Newbury, Berkshire, had hardly ridden a bicycle at all, yet she was determined to ride the 4,200 miles to the Pacific. She wanted to forget the pain of nursing her dying mother. As her jet touched down in 1977, she collected a folding bicycle, loaded it with rucksacks, and wobbled off. In the next 3 months, she sweated through heat waves, weathered two blizzards, blinked her way through a sandstorm, and navigated her bike through a national disaster flood area. She pedaled past forests and farmlands, prairies and deserts. She panted, though, through rare field air, 11,000 feet above sea level, and she slept wherever she could, once in a scrapyard and on some lucky nights in hotels until the Pacific came in sight. Twice married Christian, former Deb, made friends with lorry drivers, priests, policemen, hippies, lumberjacks, kooks, and hairdressers. Imagine that. And now she has written a book about her exploits. It's called Daisy Daisy, and you can buy it for £5.95. We're going to ease down the tempo a little bit now on this afternoon, on a lovely Monday afternoon, with Brian Ferry and Roxy Music. This is from an LP called Those Foolish Things from 1973. And if you listen to the beginning of this record, it'll probably remind you of Ultravox's Vienna.
Well, it's been building up inside me for more. I don't know how long. I don't know why, but I keep thinking something's bound to go wrong. But she looks in my makes me realize when she says
That's the sound of Brian Ferry from his first LP, Those Foolish Things, from 1973. A song that was originally done in 1964 by the Beach Boys. That one's called Don't Worry Baby.
Paul Newman wants to go home with you tonight. So does Robert Redford and Clint Eastwood. So bring them in out of the cold and introduce them to all the family. Sinnott's Video Music Man, Baron Strand Street and John Street is the home of all your favourite movie stars. We have hundreds of films to choose from. Join the In People this winter and open your own cinema. You'll have the best seats in the house. Sinnott's Video Movies are the best value entertainment in town for all the family. Make all your favourite film stars feel at home this winter. Visit Sinnott's Video Hollywood Spectacular and spend the night with Charles Bronson. It's new. It's different. Solitaire, the jewellery boutique in John Street. Solitaire has a full range of silver and gold jewellery at all prices, including an extensive selection of earrings. Solitaire has an agency for Redania Swiss watches, elegant quartz or Inca block jewel movements of the highest quality. Solitaire also gives an engraving and repair service. Come and discover the second department of Solitaire, offering exclusive oriental wear from Morocco and now a new selection of beautiful Indian wear to caftans, jumpsuits, skirts. There is also a fine collection of attractive leather bags, wallets, purses and other unusual accessories. Come and take a look around. You're very welcome. Solitaire, John Street, Waterford. Just arrived at Charlie's Furniture and Carpet Store, Parnell Street, a new consignment of carpet and vinyl. From now until Easter, at Charlie's, all carpet and vinyl floor coverings are on special offer. Vinyl floor covering reduced from £3 to £2 a square yard. Carpet from £2 a square yard with free fitting. Also, a wide range of various carpets at greatly reduced prices. At Charlie's Furniture and Carpet Store, Parnell Street, Waterford, from now until Easter.
Second last one on the show for me today. At 24 minutes after 4, this is Stockton's Wing.
Spring, open your lights and fold them before your very eyes. Such a strange affair. Walking around, be part of the sound. Forget all your downs. Feel the
closer than we'll be right back.
That's Stockton's Wing, a beautiful record there, former record of the week of mine when I was on the lunchtime show. That one's called Beautiful Affair. It's 28 after 4, time to go. There ain't no more of this here show. We'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock with the Golden Hour. Tomorrow it's from the 70s, and then Afternoon Delight between 3 and half 4 with yours truly. Dave Hunt is up next with Drive Time. Leave you today with the Boomtown Rats, brand new single called House on Fire. From me, Eddie Cody, goodbye, God bless, have a nice evening. We'll see you tomorrow at 2.
On Shoreside. Thank you, Eddie, for the past 2.5, yeah. Boomtown Rats and House on Fire.
Suicide Radio.
I've been drifting on the sea of heartbreak, trying to get myself ashore for so long, for so long. Listening to the strangest stories, wondering where it all so long, for so long. But hold on, hold on, hold on to what you got.
Ian Gone. It's 25 to 5, drive time from Shoreside Radio. And that's Hold On. And a very good evening to you. If you've just come home from school, well, I've just come to work. Strange, isn't it? Dave Hunt with you on drive time until 8 this evening. Strange for me to be sitting here on the new summer schedule, as you know all about that by now. Here's the new single from Lindsay Buckingham now. This is called The Visitor. The night. Buckingham, and it's called The Visitor, his latest single from the album Law and Order. Not half as good as the previous single, which was Trouble, of course. 4:38, Shoreside Radio, 13:32 AM and 98 FM. And a Monday afternoon with Drive Time, myself, Dave, with you. What sort of a weekend did you have then? Not a bad weekend. Went to an orgy, actually, which was, it wasn't so good, actually. Not enough to drink, you know.
She
Dire Straits last year with Lady Writer. 18 to 5, news at 5 and news right through the evening on Shoreside on the new summer schedule. Myself, Dave Hunt, and Drive Time, just to make sure that you all know exactly what you're going to be listening to for the rest of the summer. Through until 8, 8 through 9, The Irish Show, 9 through 11, The Music Zone, Roddy Clear, and JJ 11 till 1, and news right through the evening now.
EJ Sullivan, Jewellers, Blackfriars, the Waterford Shopping Centre, and the Arundel Shopping Centre, sale now on. 20% off 9-carat gate bracelets, identity bracelets, and charm bracelets. A large selection of 9-carat earrings from £5 less 10% discount. We also stock all makes of watches. Girls' Communion watches, £12 less 10% discount. Boys' Digital watches, £12 less 10% discount. Seiko, Citizen, Pulsar, Glycine and Satina watches, less 10% discount. 10% off Ainsley China, Lady Eleanor and Limoges porcelain. 10% off all silverware trays and tea services. EPNS christening mugs, £5 less 10% discount. Getting engaged for Easter? Then avail of our special discount on diamond rings. We have a large selection of dress rings, signet rings and birthstone rings, all 10% off. Don't miss it. EJ Sullivan, Jeweller, Blackfriars, the Waterford Shopping Centre and the Arundel Shopping Centre. Sale now on.
Do you use self-adhesive labels or tape? Then this advertisement is for you. Adhesive Labels Waterford Limited for all your label and tape requirements. We manufacture this product in any size, shape or colour. Get your quotation from the experts and see how a fast, reliable and competitive service can help you. Ring us at Waterford 55277. That's 55277. Or call to Adhesive Labels Limited in Newgate Street, Waterford. Adhesive Labels Limited, Waterford.
Specials for 4 weeks only from George White & Son, O'Connell Street. 5 litres of Weather Shield, normally £12.76, now only £11.49. 5 litres of Valspar, normally £11.50, now only £9.99, available in all colours. 20% off all wallpapers, including contour. Avail of these great offers now in the paint and wallpaper department of George White & Son, O'Connell Street, Waterford, where everything costs less.
We've got the best in music, we've got the latest news. We'll bring you all there is to hear, we want to share your views.
Share